Hi, welcome to ISM's Math Talk with our world-renowned middle school math teachers. I'm Sandra, and I teach 5th grade.
I'm Coralie. I also teach grade 5.
And I'm Sheena. I teach 7th and 8th grade. So today we're going to talk about innovative, creative ways to engage students in a math class. We'll be sharing some ideas about what works for us in our classrooms and what you might want to try out yourselves.
We all agree that the first step to a successful math class is to structure it in a way that includes mini lessons, work time for the students, time for the teacher to check in with students, and then have them continue working to check their work or problem solve, and then at the end have some kind of a reflection or a debrief.
One of the reasons why we do this is because we want our kids to enjoy coming to math class, and we figured that by structuring our classroom that way, students were more engaged in their learning, they were focused, and it provided a very interactive classroom. And we wanted to make sure that we targeted all the different types of learners, whether they're visual or kinesthetic. So a lot of the activities we plan allow for that to happen. And it's really nice because you can see the progress that the kids make from one lesson to the next.
So I was going to talk about how we can actually do this. So one way is having a good starter activity or warm-up. I tend to use concept checks, which are kind of like review questions, which are about 5 or 6 questions reviewing the concepts previously taught and the basic skills that they should know. A nice website which demonstrates good problem solving is the Starter of the Day, which kind of brings in all the kind of basic math skills and is a nice way to start off the lesson.
And 5th grade has used that website as well. We've put in some of the problems into what we call the Fab Five, and that is 5 problems that they solve. I do it 1 each day, and then the 5th one is like a challenge or a brain teaser. And I know that other teachers use the Fab Five in rotations. So it works either way. And when you do rotations, some people call it stations or a carousel. The idea is that students are moving from one activity to the next. And I do 4 stations, 2 each day, because 5th graders need a little more time to work through each station. And a station could be a practice sheet, or it could also be a game or another hands-on manipulative type activity. We will put a station on the Promethean board. So you can use the stations that will help your students see a problem in different ways.
I also like to incorporate technology into some of the stations that we plan for. There's some really good apps out there, things like Explain Everything, which allows students to explain their work or explain their problem-solving skills and how they got to the answer. Brain Pop has some really great videos that allow kids to learn things in a visual way. LearnZillion is another new website that we're using where the kids watch video and then practice what they've learned. I know we try to integrate technology even so that students can practice at home. So we create web links and the kids can log on to the web links and use those games to help them practice the skills.
Yeah, Explain Everything is one that I've heard of. I haven't tried yet, but I think it would work well for problem solving. That's another thing that we all work on a lot. One thing that I do is I have students at the beginning of the year come up with some problem solving strategies that they've used in the past, and we talk about how they work, and then I suggest some problem-solving strategies. Then we create a poster that they can refer to later. This really helps with when we do rotations because it helps them be a little more independent in their problem-solving.
I think at the end of every lesson, you have to debrief, and I think that's what really solidifies student learning. So I use whiteboards as a way for students to display a kind of end problem or an exit slip of some sort, and it's really good because it causes a discussion to happen between students. Sometimes it's teacher-led, sometimes it's student-led, and it's where the kids really talk about what they learned at that lesson and what they got out of it.
A nice way to kind of summarize that then is getting them to reflect independently, and I use something called WWW and EBI. What went well? Something that they did positively in the lesson, something that went well for them, something that they were good at, and then something that they could improve on. So what can they take from the lesson today, and what can they use in future lessons to improve their learning?
I don't use exit slips as much, but I think it's something I should try. It's a good way, I think, to make sure that you catch any students who may have missed something or need some extra practice. So these are just a few ideas that we use to structure our classes and provide different ways of learning and practice for our students. So hopefully you found some useful ideas as well.